We're kind of like your favorite pair of old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Pigskin Picks, Gabe Morenci, and Wikipedia. And in case you missed it, Indiana 68, Purdue 65. Craig's troll says, how often does Craig get to brag about IU?
As much as I want.
And Roses and Bedroom Guy.
No.
What?
Not really.
What? What do you mean?
He's saying, like, how many times over the, you know, almost 5 years we've done a show together.
Oh, is that what he's saying? Let him have his day?
Yeah. He was defending you.
Okay. Even though his name's Craig's troll,
it's a cute troll.
Roses and Bedroom Guy says, isn't it ironic that you guys have a commercial playing about our radio station supporting the law where the vehicle has to move over for service vehicles since I got pulled over for doing that just a couple weeks ago? Yes, that is ironic.
Did you get a reprimanding letter from corporate?
No. Corporate would have been unaware of it unless I had mentioned it on the air.
No, I'm not going to rat you out. It's public record, though.
I don't know if they're aware of it now.
True. Now they might be.
And I don't know, would it be public record? I got a warning.
Warning. Danger, Will Robinson.
Was
warning.
Was it a written warning?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know if there's record of that or not.
Okay. It is now 7 minutes past the hour. Close call.
Whoa.
And we only have one more of these to
my
get on time.
My computer says six. My laptop is dead on. My laptop says six, but this other computer says seven.
I go by
now
the
it's
one on
seven.
Our
now
it's screen
just,
card.
It just
7 minutes and 7 seconds past the hour.
11 seconds.
We're towing the line there. Towing it.
Towing the line.
Is that a song?
Johnny Cash.
Okay.
All right, let's do this. At 7.5 minutes past the hour, it's time for a Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
Sports Center update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
The Packers activated linebackers Za'Darius Smith and Whitney Mercilus off IR. They are good to go tomorrow night against San Francisco. The Titans officially activated running back Derrick Henry off IR. He's going to play tomorrow against the Bengals. The Giants have hired former Bills assistant GM Joe Shane as their new GM. Ben McAdoo's back in the league. The former Giants coach hired as the offensive coordinator of Carolina. And tonight we got ECHL hockey. Everblades host Atlanta. We got coverage at 7:15.
Nice. Indy fan says, IU Wikipedia, what'd you expect today? Well played, Craig. Emergency beer guy says, Craig, you might want to diminish the victory laps. The season's not over yet. I understand Crow does not taste too good.
Yeah,
let him have his moment.
Terry has texted in, there is a written record in the computer because if they look it up and see that you've already got one written warning, you'll get a ticket the next time. Yeah, I think that's true. And emergency beer guy says, go Hoosiers. Thank you very much. All right. The witching hour is upon us.
Hold on.
What happened?
It's not like he's in a vacuum.
It's not like we haven't done this every Friday.
I know.
Years
the music's gone. Hold on.
Gone?
I forgot what it was called. Hold on.
Pigskin pick music?
No, it's not under that. I looked under that.
NFL theme?
I looked under that as well.
I'm confused. You've been doing this for 250 straight weeks.
Well, I know. It never happens. I know. It's crazy. Let me close it out and see if it loads itself.
Art the Bills fan says, Chris, can you text Rick Church and see what they want for breakfast Sunday?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, get right on that.
Wow.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Very nice.
Yeah, walk the line is Johnny Cash.
239 says, I believe the warnings stay in their system for 90 days. Oh, I'm off the hook in another two and a half months. This is unbelievable.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you guys. I don't know where the music went.
Did it get deleted?
No, it was here. And now it's not.
This is the pigskin.
This never happens. I agree. Never happens.
This is like, I would say, the most important thing we have.
I know. I have everything else. I just can't.
I'm 239. You're now 90-day warning. That is your texture. this smacks of unpreparedness.
Have we been sabotaged?
Embarrassing. I don't know what's going on here.
LSU Tom says, look it up under crap. No, that's a good. We have a good.
I have a folder in my email that's crap. That's funny. All right, I'm going to fix this, guys. I'm going to fix it.
I'll stall. Useless Nut says college basketball is better when IU is good. Fact. Thank you. Good text there, Useless Nut.
No, I agree with that. I agree with
that. Oh, Tom Foolery says you better not lose Miley Cyrus. What else you lost in there?
Oh, I have Miley. I have Miley.
Art the Bills fan says, do you want blueberry pancakes or quiche for the golf show? Wow.
Personally, I go with the blueberry pancakes.
Cougar Hunter. Says Indiana won a chip a half a century ago, almost
right,
like
I got
the Lions 1952. Poor Craig.
What was it under?
I think I got it.
Yes. Yes.
Punched it up on YouTube.
Is that what you normally do?
No.
So after the show, we're going to like re-record it, make sure it's in the system for the every other Friday when you're not here.
Cut and paste.
I'll make sure for next week. I'll make sure. This was unforeseen.
Quick recap.
Sorry about that.
The coin is in the lead yet again. Last year's winner. Just go back in time. I won the first three. The coin won last year. The coin is in first place this year. I still remain the only human to have ever won, and I'm starting to root for the coin. I was rooting for Chris, but I'm starting to root for the coin.
I have a request.
What?
Can the coin go first?
Why? No.
Because I have to make up ground on the coin.
That's part of that's part of the deal.
I have to make up ground on the coin.
Oh,
why
wait a minute,
is that?
Wait a minute. I misspoke. You won last year. No,
the coin won last year. I won out of things with the
You've
brain.
Gone first every time this year.
I have been overruled that we should rotate it every week just because of that. Otherwise, it's like collusion.
Yeah. Well, I think that it should be an order of record, and I think that – can we put it to a vote?
Okay.
I vote that the coin goes first. Anybody else?
Nay.
Okay, no. I'll go first.
The nays have it.
Dude, you lost.
Yeah, you
ridiculous.
Lose. Yeah, Chris is going first. Quick
you
recap.
Lose.
After the coin is, and by the way, coin
it's
two
Bush
games
League is what it is.
500 at 79, 77 and 2. Chris, three games back at four games under 500, 76, 80 and 2.
4-0.
Pete Shepard, six more games back behind that, 70, 86 and 2.
But two ahead of you, which is all I care about.
4-0.
I am two games back behind Pete at 68, 88 and 2. In case you didn't hear me.
My magic number for the humans is 2, by the way.
For the humans. Yeah. But as Grand Poobah said, the coin's magic number, 4 to tie, 5 to win outright.
Yeah.
But we have four games this weekend.
It's all right. I'm going to make it up. I'm going to make
best
up ground.
Best bets.
I feel great.
Oh, the best bet doesn't count.
Well,
the tally.
But still.
Quick review. Best bets. I dominate at 11 and 7. Pete, a hot streak as of late, 10 and 8.
Yeah,
we're both above
back.
Water. Chris, who invented the segment, doesn't really understand it. He's 6 and 12.
Terrible segment. It's awful.
Four games on the board. Cincinnati taking on Tennessee at Tennessee. Coming off the bye week, Tennessee a 3.5-point favorite. Chris has to go first. Chris?
I really want to buy into Cincinnati in this spot, and I was on Cincinnati all week, and then I heard a stat today, and I have since flipped my pick on this game. 7 of the 10 wins for the Bengals this year came against teams top half of the league in blitz rate. They had 7 losses. 5 of those losses, 5 of their 7 losses came against teams top half of the league in dropback rate.
Okay.
Titans are bottom 5 in the league in blitz. Joey Burrow eats up the blitz. Drop numbers back. He hasn't been as good, or at least the team hasn't been winning. I close my eyes and I cannot imagine the Bengals in a conference championship game. For that reason, I am going with Tennessee here. I'm rooting for you, Cincy, but I can't do it.
Okay. Pete?
In NFL history, Larry Fitzgerald leads the league with 104.7 yards, minimum 5 games in the postseason. Mm-hmm. Do you know who is second all time in the NFL?
No.
Julio Jones.
Love the stat.
104.3 career receptions, yards per game in the postseason. Only trails the great Larry Fitzgerald.
Wow.
Julio Jones.
Hall of Famer.
I am all over that prop bet. He's getting a touchdown. There is no doubt in my mind. Cincinnati is 0-10 straight up, 3-7 against the spread as a playoff underdog. One of three franchises since Super Bowl era began in 1966 without a playoff win outright as a betting underdog alongside Houston 0-5 and Detroit 0-9.
Thank you. That's a lot of losses.
Bengals 0-7 in franchise history in road playoff games. One of two current franchises without a road playoff win alongside the Texans that are 0-4. Derrick Henry is starting. I think this should be a hell of a game, but I like Tennessee to cover this game. Barely covered by like 6 or 7, but I like them. Tennessee -3.5. I agree with you, Chris. I close my eyes. Cincinnati on the road in a playoff game. No. They've never done it.
That's science.
And they're not going to start on tomorrow.
That's science.
Now, let me drop some science on you two. Let me tell you how this is actually going to go down.
Yeah. Okay.
Every year. I don't need your sarcasm. Every year, there's a team coming off the bye that look rusty. I don't think it's going to be Green Bay. It's going to be Tennessee. And they got Julio Jones. So all the opposite stuff you said about Julio, he's not going to help him. And by the way, can I also add that Cincinnati is hot as a firecracker right now, and I still love Joe Burrow's glasses, the Cartier glasses for $4,000 that he wore in his postgame. They're going to be ready to play. They're in midseason form. Again, Tennessee, a little rusty. Cincinnati, give me the Bengals. Boom.
Odd thing to say.
No.
They're in midseason form. It's the postseason.
Postseason form.
Coin going with the road team. Give them the Bengals.
All right.
Can I just throw this other stat in there, too, for Tennessee? And you'll love this one.
All right.
35 sacks during the regular season this year when using
pressure up the
four-man pass rush, second in the NFL.
All points to the same thing.
Yep.
Next, San Francisco, Jimmy Garoppolo in Green Bay against Aaron Rodgers in the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. By the way, I haven't seen a weather report. Gonna be nippy?
I'm assuming it's going to be cold.
I have it right here. The weather report for that game is going to be 13 degrees is the high, 4 degrees is the low, winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour.
No problem. Yep. Green Bay -6. Chris?
That's now down to 5.5.
All right.
Just so we're clear.
Make the adjustment.
Okay, so I know everybody wants to jump on San Francisco. You want to fade Aaron Rodgers. Wait a week. Aaron Rodgers is really good in the divisional round. It's the conference championship where they lose.
Yeah.
I like the Packers here. I don't have a lot of stats to back it up. I like the Packers. I think the defense is good enough to hold that offense to somewhere in the 20s.
Yeah.
And this offense is awesome. It's Aaron Rodgers at home. Rodgers!
49ers have won the last three playoff meetings with the Packers, 2019, 2013, and 2012. My biggest stat in this one, a big one, 49ers record this year by number of Garoppolo turnovers. When he has zero, they're 6-0. 3-2 with one, 1-4 with multiple turnovers. Packers went 11-0 when winning the turnover battle this season. They will do so again. They will win this game by double digits. Packers, Packers, Packers. -5.5.
It scares me, but I concur with both of you. In fact, I think this is the easiest game on the board, if there is such a thing in divisional weekend. Green Bay, slam dunk, winning over San Francisco and covering the 5.5.
I wish I knew if Nick Bosa was going to be absolutely 100%, because I think he's worth 3 points. I do. But I don't know. He's supposed to play.
Coin goes with the road team, San Francisco.
We just caught one on the coin.
Can you not jinx me like that, please? I'm in a battle for first.
I'm trying to stay out of the basement. All right. Here we go. The Los Angeles Rams and their quarterback, Matthew Stafford, undefeated in his career postseason games, if you just count the last one. Taking on Tom Brady, who's also pretty good in the postseason. The Buccaneers are at home. Defending champions, -3. Or is it 2.5 now?
2.5.
2.5. Crystal ball, which way are you going?
I keep going back to the Rams and what we said at the beginning of the season.
Yes.
What did we say? If the Rams stay healthy,
yes,
they are the best team in the NFL. That's what we said.
That's
all
what we
postseason.
Said.
All postseason. Guess what? They had one injury. It was Robert Woods. They fixed that with Odell Beckham Jr.
Fact.
They found the replacement. So I looked at this as a, and I know Whitworth is out, the offensive lineman, and their safety is out as yeah. well still, which they replaced him with Eric Weddle. The only thing you have going for yourself, like looking at it for the Buccaneers, is it's Matt Stafford against Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That is what you're looking at if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or at least the way I see it. I don't see either team being able to really do much on the ground. I think it's going to come down to an aired out type of a football game.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Rams to go on the road and get the win.
All right. Pete?
Tampa Bay's lost 7 of 8 to the Rams, including 34-24 earlier this year, week 3. They lost in week 11 last year. I believe that was their last loss, 27-24. Buccaneers this year pressured 27% dropbacks in week 3, their highest allowed this season. Again, I'm going on an assumption, maybe I should. I'm going to go on the assumption that Jensen, he's probably going to be fine, that Tristan Wirfs is going to be able to make it here. But I still think that the Bucs defense is not getting talked enough about right now. I know Jalen Ramsey is going to be on, you know, they're probably going to put him on Mike Evans, and I get that. But I have seen Tom Brady throw to a lot of third, fourth, and fifth receivers in my lifetime that probably nobody ever heard of until the playoffs. So I know you've heard of Tyler Johnson, and I know you know what Scotty Miller can do, and I know Brown's not there, and I know Godwin's not there either. I get it. But it's going to come down to pressure and who can handle it, and I just don't see Matthew Stafford. I think he's going to mess up. I just think he's going to mess up with a pick six here, a fumble there. I think Shaq Barrett and company are going to feast on him. I don't think and Donald are not going to get to Brady, because I'm sure they will, but I think Stafford is going to have a mini poopy pants party at some point in this game and absolutely self-destruct. I'm taking Tampa Bay.
Getting back to the Super Bowl is hard. We did a lot of this in the preseason, in the summertime, and I can't remember who we all picked. I think I had the Rams coming. I can't remember. But I thought, hey, Tampa, to go back 2 years in a row, tall order. I'm going to stick by that here. And no disrespect to Tampa, but I do question how effective their offensive line will be against Aaron Donald and company. So I do think Matthew Stafford wins two in a row, and the Rams go into Tampa and get to W. It may be the unpopular pick around here in Southwest Florida.
No.
But give me the Rams.
It's the unpopular pick. Text yeah. line hates us. Oh. Coin in the air, flipping, going with the home team. Bucks.
Another one we caught up on the coin. All right. One more game on the big board. The Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City, a 1.5 favorite at home at Arrowhead. Chris?
There's a lot of reasons to look at Kansas City and all the playoff success that they've had over the last few years at home. I mean, you look at it, Patrick Mahomes is off to that, like, historic playoff start with crazy number of wins already. However, I heard this a lot growing up. You look at preseason Super Bowl picks, and every year, one of my favorites, Chris Berman. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. The Bills go into Arrowhead, win the game convincingly by more than a possession. 9 or more points.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the Bills here, going into Arrowhead, and we've got the start of potentially an all-time great quarterback rivalry with Mahomes and mm-hmm. Allen. First chapter of hopefully many
right.
that we get to see, or I guess second chapter
sure.
of what would be many. Give me the Bills here.
Okay.
Bills beat the Chiefs 38-20 in week 5 in Kansas City this year. Josh Allen had 4 total touchdowns, 3 passing and a rushing one, and the 18-point loss was the largest at home in Patrick Mahomes' career. Bills have lost 6 straight road playoff games, with their last playoff win on the road coming in 1992 AFC title game.
Long time ago.
Against Miami. Yes, long time ago. Just throwing the numbers out there because people like to hear the trends. Chiefs, on the other hand, have won 5 straight home playoff games and are 6-1 overall at home in the playoffs with Mahomes as the starter. This is the best, if not the best defense in the league. It's right up there. Certainly scoring defense is number one. I'm with you, Chris. I think this is going to be at least a touchdown win. I love, love, love the Buffalo Bills this weekend. I love how Josh Allen is playing. He is at another level right now, and I think he feels invincible. He's playing really smart football. That team is well coached, and I think Kansas City is in for a long day. Maybe not right out of the gate, but they're in for a long day. I love the Bills.
Smarty Scott with controversy says pretty convenient how the coin has not had the same pick as Chris while he's doing the flipping in a separate room. Just saying,
you're right. I hand up. I promise you, I'm not altering the picks.
No,
I promise.
We can see you doing it.
I also find it interesting how at the beginning of the week, I said I was surprised by the line in this game because it's a slam, and you both chastised me, and yet you're both picking Buffalo.
Hold on. We didn't chastise you actually, at all.
Yeah, Pete did. He said I was wrong. I was wrong for being surprised that the line was favoring Kansas City.
I thought it would be three.
I thought the wrong team was favored.
I agreed with you.
Well, Kansas City's not. But Buffalo's not going to be favored on the road in a playoff game unless there's some major injuries to Kansas City.
But they should be.
They basically are.
It's going to be a blowout all day long. This is Buffalo's game.
Blowout.
Well, Chris said blowout. I said blowout. You said by seven?
He said 7 to 9 points. Is 9 points a blowout?
It's going to be a blowout.
All right. Okay. Coin up. Flip. It's heads, I promise you. Please look. I promise you, it's a heads.
Kansas City! I like Sparty Scott's text. All right, quick, best bets.
Sorry, do you want me to start so I can get this debacle out of the way?
What's the music?
No, my best bet. 6-12 on
okay,
the air.
Okay, fade Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah. 54 points seems like a lot in a playoff game. Under 54, Buffalo KC. Like a lot of points for a playoff game.
Pete, your best bet?
My best bet is over in Tampa Bay and the Rams.
What's the number?
48. Over 48.
Yep. Since we could do whatever you want on this,
it's got to be football.
It's going to take Indiana over Michigan.
I'm going to double down on my Buffalo blowout win. They are going to win this game. I'm so sure of it. I have it in my pigskin picks and my best bet, doubling down. There we have it. Pete, what'd you have? You had the over on Rams? Bucks?
Yes, over 48.
Over 48. Yep. And I got under 54 in Bills, Chiefs.
Real quick, Nick Bosa has cleared concussion protocol. Has no injury designation against the Green Bay Packers. He'll play.
Cougar Hunter, why did you say dumb pick, Craig? I hope your socks get wet during your next walk in your neighborhood. Oh, that because I went against the
Rams.
Bucks.
Rams pick.
I like to be right. That's all. So, sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm looking at your record this year, and that says otherwise.
Guys are tough today.
68-88.
It's Jordan rules today. It's double team.
Nothing will come close to yesterday's what you got when you tried to tell us he was about to take Florida State -23.
They tipped off
the game was over. You know, 2 hours already later. North Florida played tough and covered. And I should have let you just go on and on and on. I should have let you just do it. That should be a promo.
First of all, it was 22.5, not 23, and I was going to go the other way.
You gave out a loser after it happened.
Listen all week long to win your way into the Food Truck Wars. Southwest Florida, February 5th at the German-American Social Club of Cape Coral. For all the details for this event. And, of course, Pete Shepard's going to be a celebrity judge here. Head on over to ESPNSWFL.com. Your shot at winning your way in is coming up next hour. Coming up next segment, Gabe Morency, professional handicapper. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Indiana 68, Purdue 65, in case you missed it. Let's talk some football now.
Jesus.
Gabe Morency, Follow him on Twitter at Sports Rage. He's also Sports Map Radio, Sirius XM, and on the Mightier 1090 up and down the West Coast. Gabe, how are you?
Gabe, did you take the Hoosiers last night?
No, I was actually on Purdue, and I just had I'm actually hating Craig for bringing it up right now. Nine straight, right? They lost the first time in nine wins. They lost nine straight times to the Boilermakers. You know what? I had a lot of small play on it. We're live during these games.
Yeah.
So it was sort of, all right, let's get a little action in here on this. And, you know, I knew about the nine in a row. I was concerned about coming off the double overtime win, but nice win for the Hoosiers.
That's right. I was living in the glory of the alma mater. I used to hear people say that Indiana hadn't beaten Purdue since the Obama administration. Now I'm saying Purdue has not won since early in the Biden administration. New streak.
I guess Aaron Rodgers isn't a fan of the Biden administration. Oh, man, this guy bitches a lot. He bitches more than I do.
Hey, man, let's get further congratulations to your Buffalo Bills for it.
It's being
kind to say an epic butt whipping. That's being too kind. It wasn't even remotely close. And you know, as long as we're talking about them, I really, really love them this week in Kansas City. I do. I think Josh Allen is playing now at a different level. That team is confident. They're well coached. I think they're going to give Kansas City all they can handle. I think they're going to win the game outright. How do you feel about it?
You know, obviously, I'm aware of what we're going up against, right? Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Mahomes. These guys aren't going to go down easy. And I'm a little bit concerned. I can't lie, Pete, about coming off a performance like that. You guys know, we've all been watching football for a long time. We've been betting on football for a long time. Historically, like just blindly, you could bet against teams that hang 40-plus up the week before. But quite frankly, the Chiefs are coming off of sort of a big-time, you know, beatdown of their own. I'm with you, though. There's something, you know, it's one thing if the Buffalo Bills have been playing like this all season long. They're not. They sort of captured something. And sometimes, you know, I'll compare the Michigan Wolverines, guys, remember, to the Michigan State loss, right? It wasn't the end of the world when it happened. People thought, it wasn't the end of the world. And they said, I remember they said after the game, and I said the same thing. They said, we can still achieve our goals. We can still achieve our goals. Josh Allen said the exact same thing after that win game. You know what I mean? He said, I know everything's down and stuff, but he goes, season's not over and we can still accomplish what we started out to do. And I think they've recaptured this. You see the rejuvenated ground game that they have that actually is for real. And that was all a little bit overrated to begin with, guys. You know, Devin Singletary had 870 yards rushing this year, but they have dialed it up a notch. The line's healthier. Singletary's running with an edge right now. Not that the rushing attack is going to win this football game for them, but it can't hurt. I'm looking at a track meet, guys. I think they're going to go up and down the field. The last two times these two teams have played, the winning team scored exactly 38 points. So it was 38-24 in the AFC Conference Championship game last year, and then it was 38-20 for the Bills earlier this year in a regular season. And I'd be shocked if we don't get into the high 50s. I think it's going to get into the 60s. I'm not even opposed to the alternate line plays. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if the Bills won this game, you know, 35-31, 34-31. I've got the lowest score I sort of come up with here is like Buffalo 31-27, 31-28 type of game. But we've heard this, and, you know, Pete, you've been around the Bill organization, you've been in the AFC East. We've heard this a lot over the last 30, 40 years, et cetera, that, well, this is the year, this is the chance, this is the Bill spot. I get it. It's a tough spot going into KC, but quite frankly, I think if both teams play to their capabilities right now, the Buffalo Bills are a better football team.
Agreed.
I'm with you. Absolutely. All right, let's stick with the other AFC game as long as we're in the AFC. The first game of the day, Cincinnati and Tennessee. We know that Derrick Henry is now going to play. Chris and I were talking about, Chris brought up a great point. I was like, you know, I close my eyes and I just can't picture the Cincinnati Bengals winning a playoff game on the road, which they never have. 0-7 in franchise history in road playoff games. Only Detroit is worse.
Thank you.
But they could put up a fight here, but I don't know. I think it's a tougher team to handicap for me personally of the four games. But I picked the Titans, not in a rout or anything, but I think they're going to get it done.
I like the Titans in this spot as well, guys. And I was on the Bengals last week. We crushed the parlay, nice 5-team banger last week. Remember we said 2-12 in the last 14 years. There's always been one underdog that's won in the wild card round, and we said San Francisco will be the one, and boom, there they were. Mm-hmm. But there's different levels and stages to this stuff. And, you know, I've used the comparison a few times this week. I think that the roles will be flipped this week. Sort of like the Raiders and the Bengals last week, in which the Bengals were up and the Raiders, you know, they were the better team and it never really felt like they were going to lose the game, but the Raiders were sort of just lingering all the time. Mm-hmm. Right? And I think that's going to be the case here with Tennessee. Tennessee are just better than people realize. You know what I mean? And listen, you guys are in Florida, so I don't really need to tell you, but, you know, for the, you know, people on the East Coast, people on the West Coast, it's like Nashville doesn't exist, right? It's like, oh, it's like SEC country or something, right? It's not like an NFL city. And, you know, people disrespect Ryan Tannehill. People disrespect Derrick Henry, you know, they have in the past 3 years. You guys know, I mean, Nashville is one of the coolest cities in America. Yep. One of the best sports cities in America. It's a rabid fan base, man. You look at Nashville Predator games. They're psychos. Like, it's a great atmosphere there. And they have a very good home field advantage. Mike Vrabel, Super Bowl champion as a player, great coach, postseason experience. I mean, to me, I'm going to break it out. We'll cut to it. Like, not a lot of people talking about this matchup, but it's Vrabel versus Zach Taylor here, right? Yeah. Vrabel's coached. The guy's won Super Bowls, played in Super Bowls. He's coached in playoff games. Tannehill's got 4 playoff games under his belt right now with the Tennessee Titans. They've beaten the Patriots on the road. They've beaten the Ravens on the road. They were up on the Chiefs in a conference championship game. They've had, you know, I mean, this is not their first day. Cincinnati, nice. We all know how the NFL works, right? You win a game, you lose a game, you come back the next year, you win a couple. This is the process. This is how it works. Yeah. You know, Mahomes lost at first, right? Lost to the Patriots. You know, that's the way it works. Burrow, great job. Love the kid. Great quarterback. But I don't think they're winning this football game, and I don't think they're going to cover. I'm not saying they're getting blown out.
Yep.
I think maybe a teaser if you like the Bengals. But, you know, I think this game's going to go over the number. I think the Titans win like 30-23 type thing.
Okay.
You know, 31-21, 30-23. I think Tennessee will put points up on the board. And I tell you, Julio Jones is as healthy as he has been. Yep. People forget about this guy, but he had 5 catches in the last game. The nice profit, plus 270 for Julio Jones to score a touchdown.
Yeah, Gabe,
he got his only touchdown of the year in the last game of the year. So Julio's plus 270, and Boyd on the Bengals, guys. Everyone talks about everyone else, but Boyd scored a touchdown in 4 straight games as well. Because, you know, they're worried about everyone else essentially, and then Boyd just sort of slides through the, you know, in over the middle of the field into the end zone. So Boyd touchdown prop, nice little play here at plus 270. But I like the Titans to cover. I like the over.
You know, Julio Jones is Craig's kryptonite. Ever since 3 or 4 years ago, he cost him in his fantasy league championship game. But let me just throw a stat out, Gabe. You probably know this, but Craig, the Titans have averaged 7 yards per play this season in 120 plays when Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, and Julio Jones are all on the field together, and they will be tomorrow afternoon. 7 yards per play.
You could
and 120 plays when those three are on the field together.
You could take Julio off that field and they'd still average 7 yards a play. He got one touchdown in 14 months.
You brought up A.J. Brown. A.J. Yep. Brown right now. He says he's feeling good. He's healthier as he's been. Tannehill's always been an underrated quarterback. I know he got ripped in the Miami era, but he really was good. And people just didn't realize it. It was, you know, the situation around him. We talked about a guy's Vrabel, 4-0. Coming off a bye, average winning margin by 20.5 points. And people talk about Derrick Henry this, Derrick Henry that. I love Derrick Henry. They went 6-2 with Henry. They went 6-3 without Henry. They ran for 147 yards a game with Henry. They ran for 136 without him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, they're not just Derrick Henry. Their defense is actually healthier as well right now. Their defense is 6th lowest scoring defense in the NFL. People don't realize that.
Yeah.
I don't want to big up Tennessee too much because the Bills are going to have to beat them next week.
Right.
Well, at least I hope. But yeah, guys, I like the Titans in their spot.
Right.
I do. Great season by the Bengals when it comes to an end.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gabe, is San Francisco and Green Bay the easiest game of the four? Is Jimmy Garoppolo going to go into the frozen tundra and do anything?
No, this to me, we all have the different ones where it's the toughest one.
Okay.
To me, this is the toughest one in the sense that I'm a big Niner fan. I love, you know what I mean? These guys are money machines. You talk about the resiliency and mental toughness. And these guys, their backs have been against the wall for about the last 5-6 weeks. Say what you will about Jimmy G. He's going to make a mistake or two. Yeah, he's going to overthrow people, but he's also tough. And he bounces back from these mistakes. And let's be real, Samuel's just a monster right now.
Yeah.
But with all that being stated, so last week we talked about 12 of the last 14 years in the wild card round. There was an outright winner all the time. Mm-hmm. And I said the Niners will be the outright winner this week. Well, how about this, guys? The last 15 games to win outright as an underdog in a wild card round,
yeah,
they're 1-14 straight up the following week.
Ooh, yeah.
It's amazing. You would figure, no. It's actually 6-30 against the spread if you want to go back to 1998.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a train wreck. Like, teams, if they don't cover in this spot, you win as an underdog, you figure all your hard and stuff. It's that draining. It's so hard to go back-to-back. You're on the road consecutive weeks. So where I'm going with this is I don't think San Francisco are going to win this game. And there's been a hell of a run for them as well. But Green Bay are the real deal. I love that 1-2 punch that they have with Dillon and Jones right now in the backfield. You know, everyone talks about Rodgers, but Green Bay can run the ball. They got Jair Alexander back as well. Their defense is, they got a bunch of dudes coming back. They're as healthy as they've been. Yes, San Francisco are good, but Aaron Rodgers is 0-3 against the Niners in the playoffs. I don't think it's going to be 0-4. Mm. Listen, like I said, Aaron hates the media. You know what I mean? He hates this. He hates that. He hates the general managers. He hates everything, right? He hates vaccination. He doesn't like Joe Biden. You know what? Well, go out there and win a big game, bro. You've won as many Super Bowls as Brad Johnson has. And Brad Johnson doesn't talk nearly as much as you do.
Yeah.
But no, seriously. Like, the guy's won one Super Bowl, bro. You know what I mean? Enough. Like, you know what I mean? Go out and win. Like you said, you're 0-3.
Yeah.
You're 0-3 against the Niners. You think about it. Like, it was 2 years ago, you got punching them out there early in the bay. Colin Kaepernick went in there and beat you guys. Mm. All right? Like, this is a pattern here. You know, put up or shut up. But year three for LaFleur, I think they get it done. And, I know you guys break down numbers. You guys do a great job of it. But Matt LaFleur, 9-0 straight up and against the spread off a loss. He's never lost consecutive games in his career. I think that he knew that. That's why they tanked the Lion game.
That's funny.
All right, and finally, Tampa Bay down here on the Rams. I think it's going to be one hell of a game. And for me, the Bucs defense is as healthy as it has been. I know Jalen Ramsey and Mike Evans, everybody's talking about that. But I don't think enough people are talking about not only what Von Miller and Aaron Donald pressure they can possibly get on Tampa with the possibly banked up offensive line. But are enough people, Gabe, talking about the Bucs front seven and their secondary, which is as healthy as it's been in a long time? And do you trust Matthew Stafford in this situation?
Well, you know what? I said this last week, guys. If we all got a dollar every time that "do you trust" and the word "trust" and Matthew Stafford were mentioned in the same sentence, we'd all be trillionaires, right? We'd all be like Elon Musk right now. But you know what? I actually do. And I like the Rams in this game. And I, it's foolish. I get it. To bet against Tom Brady in a playoff game, the guy's a monster. But I'll tell you what, he's 25-20-1 in his career against the spread. So for all of Tom Brady's greatness and winning Super Bowls and stuff, if you bet against him in every one of his playoff games, you're down 5 units, okay?
Yeah.
Right, so, and I get it, it's a short point spread here. I just think stylistically, guys, the Rams match up well with the Bucs.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything that the Bucs do well, the Rams can counter, and in some instances, do a better job of it. We all know, I guess it's a positive sign. You know, I don't think anyone's going to be missing on the offensive line when it's all said and done for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Are they 100%? No. But it looks like the line is going to be intact. But we all know that Brady's sort of kryptonite has been teams that can get up the middle and with limited pass rushers, not edge rushers. Well, Aaron Donald fits that to a T here. The Tampa Bay wide receiving core is a little light right now. You've got Jalen Ramsey going to be able to shadow Mike Evans. And they don't really shadow. You know, and Ramsey's not really that sort of guy where they put on one guy, but I think that's going to be the situation here. They don't really have to have him roam around here a lot. But conversely, on the other side, listen, man, Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham are alone to deal with.
Yeah.
And I think it's a little bit – I think we overreact a little bit. I'm not a Stafford guy. I didn't even like the damn deal when I brought him in. But with that being stated, he's not a terrible quarterback. I mean, people are acting like he can't tie his shoelace. We're not sending Baker Mayfield out here. Right? He did throw 4 touchdown passes, we should know, against Tampa earlier this year. And, in fact, he ended up being his best game of the year against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It also strikes me that the Rams beat Tampa last year with Jared Goff, right? They went in there and they won 27-24.
Yeah.
So I think from a confidence standpoint, I actually believe Aaron Donald. Most people, like, you'd be like, man, I don't know, maybe we could beat Brady. And you know what I mean? Like, you know, secretly you're thinking, oh, it's going to be tough. We're dealing with Brady. I don't think the Rams are intimidating by Tom Brady. I think since they've beaten him twice, since he's been a Buccaneer, they don't really care about, you know, that all that Super Bowl stuff. You know, Sean McVay lost in the Super Bowl to Brady before, obviously, and he seemed to be really fired up when they played that game earlier this year. I know it's a dangerous play here, but I actually think the Rams are going to win this game outright. I like the 1-2 punch that they have now with Akers and Michelle. And that's another thing, Pete and Craig. They've done a nice job. McVay sort of has recognized, you know what?
Yeah.
We can't have Stafford throwing the ball 36 times a game.
Right.
Like, we're not. Let's set it up with the run first, and then let's run some play action. And another thing with Stafford is, too, guys, if you give him time, he'll be okay. Mm-hmm. It's when he rushes things, and they've given him time. So that's going to be what are we going to fuck? I can't wait for Sunday.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Sunday's games, man. But the Rams in the box and the Bills and the Chiefs are going to be awesome. But give me the Rams on the money line, guys.
All right. I like it. It's Gabe Morenci. Follow him on Twitter at Sports Rage. He's on Sports Map Radio, Sirius XM, and the Mightier 1090 on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Gabe, have a profitable weekend, my friend.
Have a great one.
Hey, may the winners be yours, guys. It's always a pleasure. Dude, don't forget, get in on that Josh Allen quarterback rush yard prop, too.
Yes.
Bang you around 50.5, 51.5, 52.5 or so. He went over that number when they played earlier this year. He went over that number last week, and he didn't even have to run that much. He went over that number last year when they played in the playoffs. Take Josh Allen rush yards over. May the winners be yours, guys.
All right. That's Gabe Morenci, everybody. Fantastic stuff. I like a lot of that. All right, right now it is time to play Wikipedia. And in honor of the mighty Hoosiers last night, we will do Indiana basketball trivia for Firehouse Subs. Need caller number 9-239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Let's play Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter, shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right. In case you missed the memo yesterday, Indiana beat Purdue 68-65. We are going to do Indiana basketball trivia today for Wikipedia for Firehouse Subs. Terry and Estero is calling number 9. Terry, how are you?
Hi, Terry.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Very good. I hear you're an Alabama guy.
Yep, went to Bama, but believe it or not, Pete Shepherd, a 90 grad from Boston College.
All right.
Then I went to grad school at Bama.
Nice.
I'm almost certain I'm the only guy that ever did that. Pete Shepherd, I grew up in Chicago, but went to Narragansett every summer.
Oh.
Went to Bonnet Shores.
Oh, my hometown. Yeah, love it. Yeah. That's awesome. Yep. Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
This is your life, Terry, from
yes,
the stereo.
Thanks.
Terry, how old are you?
I'm 53 years.
All right, you're old enough to remember some of this stuff. All right, let's do this.
53? Oh, you're
my age.
First one to three correct answers is a winner. Terry, you get to go first. In 1976, the Indiana Hoosier basketball team accomplished something that has not been done since. What was it?
An undefeated season. Quinn Buckner was on that team.
There you go. I'd love to give you a bonus point on the Quinn Buckner, but I'll just give you the one. Chris, where's the ding? Is that not working in there? Chris! Ding! His computer's not working all day long.
Hold on.
Well, we're late. Are we going to wait for a ding?
Just go.
All right, ding. All right, Pete Shepherd.
Yep.
What Big Ten team did Indiana defeat in the 1976 Natty, completing their perfect season?
That was... Hang on.
Big Ten team.
I know. In 76, it was, I believe, Michigan.
That is correct. Yeah.
Ding! One or the other.
1-1. Back to Terry. Terry, what legendary coach led the Hoosiers to over 700 wins in 3 natties in 29 seasons?
Bob Knight.
That is correct.
Robert Montgomery Knight.
Pete Shepherd.
What?
In 1981,
yes.
Who did the Hoosiers defeat by 13 points to win yet another national championship, this one in Philadelphia?
North Carolina.
North Carolina is correct. 2-2 is the. I'm choked up about it too. Still brings back good memories. All right, next correct answer is a winner. Terry, you get this question. What Indiana point guard was the 1981 most outstanding player that night and, by the way, went on to win back-to-back titles with the Detroit Piston Bad Boys?
I went to St. Joe in Westchester outside Chicago. His name's Isaiah Thom.
That is correct. Terry is a winner. 3-2 in a hotly contested battle about the mighty Indiana Hoosiers. Terry, good job.
Good job, Terry.
Yep, thank you.
All right, my man. Have a great weekend. All right. Let's breathe. I know you know these. 87, Key Smart, game-winning shot, 4 seconds to go in New Orleans to defeat
Syracuse.
Found our music.
Missed free throws.
Good job, Chris. Where was it?
It was under ESPN NFL primetime music.
Okay.
I don't know why I labeled it that.
Because it was ESPN primetime with...
Hold on! Hey!
Running a tight ship in there.
Got it.
In 1993, what Indiana player was the National College Basketball Player of the Year and left as the Big Ten's all-time leading scorer?
93. 93 was not... I know what I want to say, but I'm not sure.
Well, that's okay.
You can say it.
Say it.
I got the dump button if you're wrong.
This is wrong. Walford? It's not wrong. It's
Calvert
wrong.
Chaney.
Calvert Chaney. That idiot. That dumb. Dumb on me, but my.
Two more. What former Indiana player and former interim head coach, who's now a broadcaster for ESPN and a radio talk show host in Indianapolis, held Michael Jordan to 13 points in his final game for the top-ranked and 28-2 Tar Heels as the Hoosiers bounced North Carolina 72-68 from the NCAA tournament to advance to the Elite Eight?
Say that again.
Say all that again?
I'm a little cloudy right now.
Former Indiana player.
Yeah.
Now broadcaster for ESPN and a radio talk show host.
Held Michael Jordan to 13 points in his final game for the overrated Tar Heels as the Hoosiers got to the Elite Eight. His initials are D-D.
Double D.
In what year?
80-something.
84. Jordan's last game.
Oh, 84.
You say it like I was alive.
Dan Dockich.
Sorry.
Final question.
Dan Dockich.
Not an Indiana basketball question.
Just for the record, how many national championships does Purdue have?
None.
That is correct. Good answer, Pete Shepard. Ding.
I'm not going to do that. That was full of shots. Self-serving.
The whole day.
Self-serving. That's it.
68-65. Last night. The entire country saw it. All right.
No, Gator Nation, we don't have to make the rundown this hour. This is we have 19 for 20 every week.
We allow ourselves a mulligan for the 5 o'clock hour on Friday because we do. Because that's coming up next.
This happens.
Miley Cyrus, Weekend Remix, Harry Carey, Officer Sean. Probably hear the final call of Indiana again, I'm thinking.
I had to dump it.
Why?
I had to get rid of it when I restarted.
You're
everything.
Lying.
No, I promise you it's not loaded right now.
And you lose to Charles Barkley, too?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, there goes my whole show prep for 5 o'clock. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.